Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. How many hours or minutes of your day are wasted by engaging in some activity at the wrong time? I want to share with you a simple, effective, and often unused trick for getting more done in less time. Winners in life become that for many reasons, and the very best of them brilliantly manage their time with rigid disciplines. They believe time is their most precious unit of life, and they recognize that a week, a day, an hour, or even 10 minutes squandered can never be regained. Personally, I have an unquenchable thirst for ideas that help me maximize my precious minutes. And one of my favorites is a time tactic that I see few others using, surprisingly, and it has served me well for more than 30 years. It's simply this: scheduling my day to do as many tasks as possible at off-peak times. By off-peak, I mean that time of day when no one else is competing for what I want, allowing me to complete my task as quickly, as uninterrupted, and as distraction-free as possible. Like shopping at retail stores. I seldom go on a Saturday or Sunday when stores are most crowded, salespeople are busiest, and lines are longest. When do I go? I go at off-peak times when virtually no one is there, usually around 10:30 in the morning or 2:30 on weekdays, and street traffic is lighter too. I'm frequently at a 24-hour quick print shop for my business, and I don't go during 8 to 5 business hours. I go late evenings and weekends. It's pretty empty. What about health clubs? Well, they're busiest during early mornings, lunch hours, and right after work. Solution? Don't go then. Pick times when crowds are the lightest. Or why not work out at home? There are plenty of effective in-home routines you can use with little or no equipment needed. There's no driving, no waiting lines, no babysitter, no club fees, and all the privacy you could want. Air travel is another one. I fly when airports are less crowded and security lines are shortest, like weekdays between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. I even frequently take 6 a.m. flights to beat morning rush hour. Yeah, I know that means getting up at 2:30 or 3 in the morning, but it's worth the trade-off. What about restaurants? When are they busiest? Well, of course, during traditional meal times. Instead, my wife and I go earlier or later. You get the best tables with no waiting and more prompt service. So, what can you do? Well, make a list of all the activities you most frequently engage in, and then next to each one, jot down the times that are peak hours, the busiest, the times to avoid. Also write down the off-peak hours, the lightest, and schedule it then. Yeah, there are trade-offs for all these choices, but if it means gaining another hour or two per day, that sure adds up, and I'm willing to make them. Are you? Now, if you shun all this and say, "No, Rick, this can't work for me. I've got to be at work between 8 and 5, so I guess for me, everything else is going to have to happen at peak times," then I'm here to tell you, you're caving in and you're giving up. Winners make sacrifices. They turn things upside down. They do the unconventional. It's part of what makes them winners. So what can you adjust? What can you rearrange or eliminate to make room? And if you're still doubting it's possible, here's the acid test. Find a busy, working, single parent who seems to be making time for everything and ask her or him how she does it. There's your role model. I'm willing to bet she's making time management choices most people would think impossible. Listen, your time is precious and perishable, so quit fighting lines, crowds, and traffic. You will lessen the frantic pace, you'll reduce stress, and you'll lower your blood pressure. Isn't it worth figuring out ways to use off-peak hours to your advantage? Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.